Sophia, moving on, I do want to ask you about some of your experience. You mentioned that you not only worked in the private sector, but you also have been heavily involved in the public sector. You were previously placed at the constituency office of federal MP Ted Opitz.
Yes. Unfortunately, now it's a former member of parliament, Ted Opitz. I actually was a part of his re-election campaign as well. And I additionally volunteered as a scrutineer for our election this year as well. But during my placement, what was so crucial to me, because it was in my final year as an undergraduate, Ryerson University actually provided this specific course where it was literally counted in as your course, but you also got the additional experience and statement that it was a co-op. And they placed you with the constituency offices. And previously, actually, Ted Opitz wasn't a part of the program, but he actually was from my riding, and I had voted him in. Well, not myself personally, but I did vote for him. So in my mind, I was like, that would be the absolute best member of parliament for me to do my co-op with, because I could actually see the MP that I voted for in action in my riding to see if my vote went to the right place. And I am so happy to say that it was the best experience with the best individual. And I know a lot of people here at NATO Association of Canada also have their own professional experience with Ted, as he was a director here at a point before he actually ran for being an MP. And there's only glowing remarks about him. He had previous experience within the Canadian military, and he is such an exceptional individual that truly dedicated himself not to just our riding in the Etobicoke Center, but in relating the issues of all of our different communities and ethnicities that resides within the Etobicoke Center, in communicating that to Ottawa, to the Prime Minister. He really tried to do everything within his position to advocate for his riding. And what was even more enriching for me is that I also had the opportunity to do more PR-related tasks. So I was a part of the small business outreach. I was helping with the programs and brochures that we were creating for him, in editing his Wikipedia page, you know, all of these different types of tasks that related to what I was already interested in. And they ensured to kind of match me up with those types of roles and gave me the opportunity to either go with him and his first assistant to all of the different community projects and outings, events that they would invite him to. And I would be able to tag along and see truly the implications he had on the riding. But what actually in that experience caused me to change my career outlook, because during my undergraduate I was studying politics and governance, and I was convinced that I would be working in politics in one way or another. Never really imagined myself in running for an election or in those types of politics, but more of the back end, whether it's actually working within the offices or whether it was international security. By the end of it, I was so interested in international affairs that I thought working in any organization such as the EU or NATO or anything like that would truly inspire me. But while working at the constituency office, I recognized not necessarily how limited those jobs are, because they aren't, but the position themselves, it is so hard to be with a project from start to finish. Just because of how democracy is set up, it's 4 years, it goes on that type of cycle. As soon as someone else is voted in, that might cast out your job role because you were affiliated with a certain party. There's so many changes that go along with it. And for myself, I felt that I was a bit more aggressive when it came to project management, or having the need to be with an idea or goal from the start to the finish and being able to carry it out. And once my name was on it, I knew that I had contributed to it fully, which isn't necessarily the case within the public sector. It's a lot more team playing and sharing the vision that you have, which is wonderful. But for myself as a personal career, I found that a little bit too confining. And I needed something that maybe allowed me to make more decisions on my own. And the only way I would have understood that is by having that co-op opportunity, because otherwise I would have graduated and I would have been applying to all government jobs. And by that point, I'm also the type of person that I'm not necessarily going to quit or not follow through on something if I don't necessarily connect with it, but I would be having my own frustrations that I would have to deal with. And like I said, you wouldn't be able to figure that out from studying your chosen program without actually seeing it in practice, because no matter what you study, it is always, always different in practice. Both are equally as important, but without the practical experience, I don't think you'll be able to get a clear sense if that is the direction you want to go in when you're choosing a career.
I strongly agree with you. I think that these co-op programs allow students to develop an understanding of politics outside of the world of academia. Because like I said, it's one thing to complete a degree in civil service or in the public service or to complete a degree in one area. But then you might not necessarily know if that's the career that you want to pursue after completing your degree. You will only know that if you actually take the initiative to take part in a co-op placement and to see what your day is like, whether you enjoy the work, because there's nothing worse than waking up, going to work, and hating your job.
Absolutely. And I think what the worst stigma that I feel kind of follows within North America is the fear that if you don't get a job within the field that you studied, you won't be able to get another job. That is not the case. There are so many things that are intertwined nowadays that it's very easy to branch off. So I didn't have an undergraduate in business. I did not major in marketing. There were courses that I took and there were passions that I had, and more so I got that in the experience that I was working in while completing my undergraduate, but they weren't academically based. And I am an academically based person, so I even felt that nervousness in pursuing a job where it didn't necessarily relate to what I studied. But once I started it, I realized that there are so many similarities between politics and working within a corporation. And the first thing they actually taught me in my first year course at Ryerson was that the government is omnipresent. And it really is. Whether it be bureaucratic rules, whether it's laws and regulations, everything at the end of the day touches on one level of government. And learning also how to mitigate certain circumstances within politics and the government, that translates to PR perfectly. And that wouldn't necessarily be the obvious choice for many people, and it wasn't necessarily for me either. But I realized how much the two had in connection to one another once I started the job. And then more and more situations came up where my political background was of huge use. More so because it's a transportation company, we do cross-border, there's so many legalities involved in that. We are federally regulated, so there has been situations where the certain ministry that's on a provincial level would want to come and inspect, and you have to say no because they actually don't have the legal right to be involved with you in any way. And to understand the separations between that, to be able to translate certain bylaws that come into play, because those are also ever-growing, and they will affect different companies at different levels at different times. And because of my background, I'm able to actually translate them into press releases to update the rest of the corporate individuals that may not necessarily know or be able to read through an entire act and pull out exactly the one piece of information that you need in order to put it on your website correctly.
I think that's the beauty behind a lot of the work that you've done, is you have extensive experience in the public sector, the private sector, And you've been heavily involved in PR work, public relations, social media, and networking, that all of it ties in together. It's really remarkable because PR work is crucial in government. And that's something that a lot of people don't realize. But when there are these politicians and they go out there and they want their voices to be heard, oftentimes they have, the successful ones have really good PR people supporting them, and a team of people that collaborate and come up with ideas as to how that voice can be heard and what marketing should be applied to not only promote that politician, but to increase the number of votes.
I think the best example to hopefully relate to the people that are listening is our latest election. I mean, the Liberal Party truly had such an amazing PR team behind everything that they were doing. Of course, I'm not devoiding of the work and what the politicians, whether they're the MPs or the PM, from all different areas. But the fact that we witnessed such a tidal wave for the Liberal Party, for a federal election, and you think about what made them different from the Conservative Party, from the NDP Party, that was 100% the marketing, the reach that they did, the research I'm convinced that they did in order to relate to Canadians right now. What were their goals? What are they looking for from their representation? What Canada do they envision? And personally, I think that's what created such a majority swing in their favor, was that they really encapsulated PR, social media, making sure that every MP was somehow connected with the PM, that everyone was involved, trying to relate to the youth. All of these items really, to me, stood out from any previous election that we had. And from being a scrutineer, I know for a fact we had a higher turnout rate this year. And that, to me, also really speaks about the type of PR team that they must have had.
It certainly made a significant difference, and it paid off for the Liberals in the end. I think moving forward, more people will realize and understand the significance and the impact of marketing and having a strong PR team. It oftentimes requires a lot of minds working together to think of ways and options. Like, you can't oftentimes confine yourself to appealing to one target. You have to think of ways to appeal to everyone, which means that you have to implement social media, you have to think about branding, how do you want yourself to be viewed by those that you want to vote for you. And then often, you made an interesting point when you said that Trudeau and the Liberals, what they thought of doing is they wanted the voter to see a new Canada, to see the faces of Canadians, to have people in the government that represent the true Canada. And I think that he certainly had a lot of individuals interested as a result of his PR work and the marketing that was put into the elections. So I do say that the Canada that we do have right now is strong. And I think that as a result, as you said, as a result of having a strong marketing team and having all of the help and having going out there and using social media and appealing to the youth, the Liberals were successful in winning the elections.
Absolutely. It was a clear strategy that worked in their favor, and I'm honestly extremely shocked that the other parties didn't take on that type of role, because we are in this 21st century where it's so clear how much social media marketing, whether it be old-fashioned branding, television, you kind of have to use the entire omni-channel experience right now in order to, as you mentioned, hit those different targets, the different demographics. We are all using different devices, reading different type of news, whether it be through Twitter or through a paper newspaper. All of those things are changing at such a high rate. And what I think many people forget is we are emotional voters. We are emotional beings. So when it comes down to something like a federal election, whoever is able to successfully appeal to emotional subjects to then portray a view that they are certain the majority is craving, that is who will be victorious regarding of their party label. I think at a certain point, that's where the marketing and the PR actually plays such a heavy role that is more at the back end. People don't realize that it's what is relaying that information to them. They just believe it is strictly that politician that is reaching out to them. But there are so many people a part of the team that are assisting that politician, no matter the level, in how they're communicating with you. And that's where I think you'll find the success rates.